Today's Daf Masechet Shabbos, Daf Ayin Aleph. The Gemara introduces a principle on Amud Aleph that two or more forbidden activities in one context will result in separate korbanos for each Isser. For example, Mishnah is quoted from Masechet Krisus that if one ate a piece of forbidden chalev, forbidden fat, and then ate another piece of forbidden fat, both pieces being bigger than the minimum size is prohibited chalev, prohibited fat from an animal, and all this is happening in the language of the Mishnah, Behelam Echad, which means during one stream of consciousness or awareness, a person only brings one korban for the sin. So the Gemara notes that in the next part of that same Mishnah, there's liability for each action in a case where one ate forbidden chalev. That's forbidden chalev number one, forbidden fat. Then the person ate dam, blood, which is also prohibited from the Torah. Then the person ate nosar, which is korban meat left over after the permitted time for consumption. And then the person ate pigul meat, which is meat prohibited because of inappropriate kavana from the get-go when it was being offered. So here, the Mishnah says, four korbanot must be brought. So Gemara explains a guiding principle. The common or alike or a-like prohibitions will be grouped together to result in one punishment. The example given is when a person ate a chatzishir, a half size of one type of prohibition, then another half shear, half measurement of the same type. These combine if the half sizes were of different types of prohibition. They do not combine. If they're of different types of prohibition, then they do not combine. Rav Zilberstein in Chashuke Chemin raises the question of an ill person, a cholo sheish bo sakana, a person who needs life-saving procedures to revive them or to keep them going, and they're in a hospital run by Gentiles. So the question was, they have an option to feed him meat. And two choices are presented. Feed him a kezias of nevela, one measurement of meat from an animal that wasn't slaughtered according to kosher laws, or a chatzi zayas, or a half zayas, a half measurement of pig, plus a half measurement of a non-kosher, piece of a non-kosher fish. So the Gemara Menachos and Samach Gimel results in the seeming conclusion that it's preferable to transgress one prohibition multiple times rather than different prohibitions together. And this would lead us to say, it's better to give the patient the kezias of nevela, the one measurement of nevela, the one measurement of that meat that wasn't slaughtered according to kosher laws, and not to violate chatzishir prohibition, this half-measure prohibition, multiple half-measure prohibitions, which are Torah prohibitions, according to one opinion, the Gemara Yoma Ein Dalet. Nevertheless, Rav Zilberstein first says, if all he needs is that one kezias, if that's all he needs in order to keep him going, it's better to go for the two halves of separate prohibitions, better to violate two chatzishir, because they're half measurements, rather than a full shear of malkos. And he brings Rabbeinu Yonah, who wrote a very important book called Shari Tshuva, which is a whole sefer on the laws and the concept of repentance. And Shuvan, he writes in the third section, Shar Shlishi, that there's only a punishment of malkot, only a punishment of lashes in halacha when a person eats a full shiur, a full measurement of isur. So in this case, one kezias, one olive size of meat. So therefore, it's more problematic to have the full size rather than the half size. However, says Rav Zilberstein, if the patient requires more than a half kezias of each, so you need three quarters of a piece of the pig and three quarters of the piece of the non-kosher fish, but would only need one kezias of nevela. So now we're talking about one and a half of two combined, or one of the one prohibition. We might say that the one kezias is better of two evils, quote unquote. Obviously, it's not evils if the person needs it, but the idea is if we have to choose between the two, as not to eat more than one total. He bases this on a comment in the Mishnah Berurah in Or Chaim Shin Kav Ches, which is the laws of Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, Siv Katan Lamites, in the name of the Ran, that one heavy prohibition is preferred over multiple lighter prohibitions. So to here, we take the one full kezias of nevela, rather than adding together what would come out as a combination of multiple prohibitions more than a kezias. This concept reminds me, Lahavdil, of the Rambam, who writes that giving 100 pennies to tzedakah individually is preferred over giving $1 because of the positive impact of each act of giving. So if Rahman al-Litzlan, a person needs to violate a Torah law, finding the root of least negative spiritual harm would seem to be preferred.